December 31st. See. First posted December 31st, 2009. Isaiah 61:10, 6-2. 3. Vindication of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord, O my soul. I will exult in him. In garments of salvation he has clothed me, and with the robe of righteousness he has covered me, as a bridegroom adorns himself with a garland, and as a bride enhances herself with her jewels. God us going to cause righteousness and praise to sprout and grow before all nations, like the earth causes seeds to bring forth shoots, and like a garden causes what is sown in it to grow and flourish. The prophet will not keep silent or rest for the sake of Zion Israel. The church, until her vindication appears as brightness, like a burning torch in the darkness. The Lord himself will give you a new name. Then Zion will be a beautiful crown, a royal diadem, a headband indicating royalty in the hand of the Lord. Commentary. Background. Isaiah was a prophet to Judah and Jerusalem from 742 to 687 B.C. The northern kingdom of the 10 tribes of Israel was conquered by the Syrian armies of Sargon, the successor to Shalmaneser, with the fall of Samaria, capital of the northern kingdom, in 721 B.C. The northern kingdom and the 10 tribes virtually ceased to exist. Isaiah was prophet during the reign of King Ahaz, who led his kingdom into wickedness and idolatry, and made a ruinous alliance with Assyria against the alliance of Rezin, king of Damascus, Syria, and Pekah, king of the northern kingdom, against Isaiah's warnings. He was prophet during the time of spiritual reform, which King Hezekiah initiated beginning in 715 BC. 2 Kings 1:8-4, 2 Chronicles 2:9-36. This text originated before the fall of Babylon October 29, 539 BC, to Cyrus of Persia. The southern kingdom of the two tribes had been exiled in Babylon from 587 to 517, 70 years as prophesied by Jeremiah. Jeremiah 25:11-12, dated from the destruction of the temple to its restoration and rededication. The result was that the exiles of Judah were allowed to return to the promised land. Isaiah, the prophet, foresaw the vindication of God's people, which would be witnessed by all the nations of the earth. That prophecy was fulfilled with the return of the remnant of Israel to their promised land. The conditions of the exiles' release by Cyrus is absolutely amazing. He returned the gold, silver, and bronze vessels which Nebuchadnezzar looted from the temple, and Cyrus gave them money, help from the provincial governors, and authorization to rebuild their temple. God's word is eternally true and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. Isaiah's prophecy applied to the return of the exiles, but also applies to God's plan of salvation through the Messiah Christ, Jesus. The history of Israel's exile was intended by God to also be a parable, a common earthly experience used to teach spiritual truth, a metaphor for life in this world. We are all in exile in the Babylon of this present world. The 70 years is about an average lifetime. During this lifetime we are to seek God. Acts 17:26-27, through faith obedient trust in Jesus Christ. John 1:4-6, to learn to know, trust, and obey God's word, the Bible, and Jesus Christ, the living word. John 1:14, and to be spiritually born again. John 3:3-5-8, eternal life. This is only possible through faith obedient trust in Jesus Christ by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Acts 4:12. John 1:4-6. Only Jesus baptizes, gives the gift of anoints with the Holy Spirit. John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14. Romans 8:9b-1:1. 15-16. The vindication of God's people has appeared in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of spiritual enlightenment. John 1:9, light of righteousness and light of eternal life in a world of spiritual darkness, spiritual ignorance, wickedness, and spiritual death. Jesus has promised that he will return as he departed at his ascension. Acts 1:9-12, on the day of judgment, to judge the living quicken, and dead in both physical and spiritual senses. In that day, born-again Christian disciples will be vindicated over the enemies of God, those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord, who have believed, trusted, and obeyed Jesus, will enter eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven, but those who have rejected Jesus as their Lord, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus, will be condemned to eternal death and destruction in hell with all evil. Matthew 25:31-46. 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. The gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the garment of salvation with which we are clothed when we believe, trust, and obey Jesus. Jesus' own righteousness is the robe which covers all of our sins, disobedience of God's word. Jesus taught that the kingdom of heaven is like a marriage feast, Matthew 2:2-1:14. Jesus is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride. Jesus within believers who trust and obey Jesus by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the wedding garment that his disciples must have to enter the wedding feast of the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and his bride, the church. The church is the new Israel, the new Jerusalem, in earth. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13? Ephesians 1:13-14?